Welcome to the Cub Brenham Cub playoff game. Today's game against the Port Neches Groves is brought to you by Mike Leonard Apple Ford, Seidel Schrader, Wingstop, Hody Real Estate, Brenham National Bank, Wellman Insurance, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Cruzy Village, Whataburger, Dominant Associates, Blue Bell Creameries, A&H Portable Toilets, J&A Roofing, Plan North Architecture, Farmers Mutual Aid and Associates, Cedar Frame Real Estate, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Subway Sandwiches, Modern Air Solutions, Blake Sanders with Apple Ford, Brenham Collision Center, Citizen State Bank, Kinjura Tile, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Telemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Bilski Water Wells, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Nathan's Barbecue, Double D Glass, Tegler Toyota, Computer Helpers, BVR Material, Bush's Chicken, Mr. Windshield, Kolkhorst Foods Burger King, Brenham Ironworks, the Blue Bell Aquatic Center, Collier Construction, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, WC Tractor, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, Blinn College, and DDM Pipe and Steel. We'll be back with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lang, and our pregame show after a word from our sponsor.
Registration is now open for winter and spring classes at Blinn College. This year's winter mini-mester begins December 19th, allowing you to earn college credit in just 3 weeks. Mini-mester courses are available online and transferred to the state's leading universities, and eligible Washington County residents can have up to $1,000 in tuition costs covered with the Washington County Scholarship. To register for classes and learn more about scholarship opportunities, visit blinn.edu or email us at blinnbound@blinn.edu.
When the temperature drops, that doesn't mean the fun should stop at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Join an aqua cardio or waterworks fitness class Mondays through Fridays. Interested in working at BBAC in the summer? Lifeguard training will be held November 20th through the 22nd, starting at 9. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 20th through the 22nd. Daily admission is required, $4 a day or $10 for the whole week. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. The firm strives to elevate and serve others through its offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy, and was recognized by Accounting Today magazine as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest in 2023. Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham Cub football team on their successful season and hopes you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during the playoffs.
It's electric!
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Indian Stadium in Port Neches, where it is a rematch from last year's third round of the playoffs as the Brenham Cubs get set to take on the Port Neches Grove Indians. Doug Brown along with Tommy Lange, and we are sitting atop this beautiful stadium here and getting ready for what should be a great evening of high school football.
Well, I tell you what, Doug, and here we are. We arrive at the stadium. Great hospitality right off the bat. And now back to football. really looking forward to this game this evening. It's going to be very interesting to see how the Cubs, the players which played in that game last year, to see how they respond against this football team this year. So it's going to be an interesting evening.
Yeah, Port Neches Grove having another outstanding year. They come into this one district champs. They're 9-1 overall on the season. They were unbeaten in district play. Matter of fact, they actually lost their first game of the year and they come back, and they're currently on a 9-game winning streak. And the Cubs, meanwhile, they have been, it's been an up and down season by Coach Young's own admission. 5-5 on the year, have had some great moments, had some not so good, and the last 2 weeks, kind of struggled a little bit with a couple of really tough losses to both Huntsville and Lake Creek.
Oh, Huntsville has a very good football team. Lake Creek, you and I both know that, have a very, very good football team. And you know what the Cubs are going to just learn, need to learn what to do. They're going to have to learn to play four quarters of football.
Yeah, and that is one of the keys that'll be tonight is can they stay with the Indians four quarters of football, and it should be an interesting take tonight. We're going to take a break, and we got more to come here on the pregame, and we'll hear that after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-42. 41.
And as we come back here to Indian Stadium, and let's go down and check in with Tommy on the field with Coach Youngs.
Coach, good evening. When you started 2 days in August, this is what you worked for.
Absolutely. This could be a better atmosphere. Got some rain in the air, great opponent. Going to be a great night. Great night for high school football. We're fired up to be here.
What can you tell us about Port Neches?
Oh, you know, they're very good. They're 9-1, very talented football team. They're physical. They're big. You know, we're going to have to come out and match them, be physical, run the football, you know, take advantage of the elements. And, you know, we just got to come out and be the best version of us all year.
Do you feel the weather's going to have any impact on the game at all?
You never know. You know, until the plays happen, you really don't know. But, you know, it's a great equalizer, especially when you got one quarter with the wind, one against the wind. You know, special teams come huge when the weather's come into play. So, you know, you got to be dialed in and focused all three phases of the game.
Very good. Good luck tonight. Look forward to a big, really good game.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, that was Tommy with Coach Youngs, and we got more to come here on the pregame, and we'll send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Being a part of your local community really matters at CSB. That's why you'll find the same friendly faces you know and trust to greet you at our doors. For all your personal banking and business banking needs, stop by and see us. Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Is your auto looking more than a little dull? And no scratches on the side. Yikes! Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranty. They're committed to quality.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
And as we come back here, I want to take a look at some of the other games that are going on around the area. And first of all, from the teams that are in both of these, the districts with these two teams, you got Huntsville taking on Texas City. That one starts at 7, just like ours does. And then at 7:30, it's Nederland and Lake Creek and Fort Bend Marshall at Richmond Randall. And based on what we know, I know one of the things Coach has said with the four teams in our district, the four teams in their district, no matter how you match up, you're going to get a good game in all four of those.
No doubt about it. And, you know, you look at it, a lot of people look at it, the Cubs finished fourth in the standings, but which you still qualify for the playoffs. But I'm going to tell you what, those top four teams are really solid football teams.
They certainly are. Also around the area, you got Houston Sterling at Magnolia, and Magnolia West at Houston Madison, College Station at home taking on Bernie Champion, and then A&M Consolidated also at home. They're going to be hosting San Antonio Wagner, and then Anderson Shiro, they're going to be playing New Diana. That one gets underway at 7 o'clock over in Crockett. You got Louise and Chilton, 7 o'clock over in Giddings. Another big rivalry, or playoff rivalry, Belleville, West Orange, Stark, 7:30 tonight over in Huffman. Giddings taking out Wake O'Connelly at 7:30 in Bryan. Want to wish Coach Michael Adams best of luck on that one. And Columbus and Rockdale, 7:30 over in Bastrop. And some of the scores from last night, of course, a rough night for the Burton Panthers as their season came to an end, falling to Granger 21-7. Other action, Madisonville crushed LaGrange 55-7. Fall City shutting out Iola 35-0. It was Bremont blanking Yorktown 55-0. And then Silsby eliminated Sealy 35-32, the final score there. And that is a look at the action. And by the way, we will have the scoreboard show tonight after our conclusion of our broadcast. And Stephen will have that for you back at the studios, as we said, after the football broadcast is over with. And we got more to come here on the pregame. Let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Looking for real estate? Hody Real Estate, active in all aspects of real estate sales since 1978. They're a family-owned and operated business in the heart of downtown Brenham. They have everything. Residential, country homes, farms and ranches, residential lots, unimproved acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings and take virtual tours. Call 836-8532 and let them put you in the home of your dreams or the perfect place for your business. Hody Real Estate congratulates the Cubs on a winning season.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try the new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Oh, oh, oh.
And we welcome you back to Indian Stadium in Port Neches Grove, Texas. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Friday evening. Football, it is the start of the playoffs. As the coaches like to say, everybody goes back to zero, and now it all starts again.
And, go ahead. Oh, sorry about that, Greg.
And both teams getting their inflatables up and ready to go. I love that jumbo scoreboard out there.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you and I have been so blessed. You know, just here within the last 3 to 4 weeks, we have seen two of the most beautiful high school football stadiums you can find anywhere. I mean, they're absolutely just perfect. And to go along with that, the hospitality is the ultimate.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they laid out the spread for us tonight. I mean,
oh, man, I'm telling you.
Sausage wraps, barbecue sandwiches, and pizza.
You can't get any better than that.
And those were absolutely awesome. And everybody here has been just really super nice.
Oh,
here.
No. You know, and believe it or not, in both football and in baseball, a rivalry of Port Neches goes back a ways.
Oh, it certainly does. I mean, you think about last year in the playoffs. You brought up a little bit with Coach, but I mean, these two teams, of course, last year we were at NRG Stadium and got to take part in that, and that was quite the experience there.
Oh, yeah. Not only for the players, it was an experience for us, you know, to be in a venue such as NRG Stadium, just absolutely amazing. But, again, I'm going to go back. what a wonderful facility and terrific hospitality.
It certainly is. And the two teams will be coming out on the field here shortly and ready to begin this one. And we certainly are glad you're around, along for the ride here. And let's take another break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at tonight's Brenham Cup starting lineup. But let's send you back to the studios first and hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing are proud to sponsor the Cubs football team. Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years respectively and are ready and able to handle any of your residential needs. So let them be your first choice when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs. Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing congratulates the Cubs on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, as we come back to continue with more of the pregame show here. And let's see here. Where did I put my... Oh, here we go with our starting lineups here. And the starting lineups are going to be brought to you by Collier Construction. Well, let me get these pages to separate here. And or are they? here we go. And Collier Construction, proud to bring you the starting lineup. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction at Highway 290 West in Brenham. And for the Brenham Cubs, it'll be Jordan Harvey doing the quarterbacking. And running back, Jacoby Dixon. Dixon last week going over 1,000 yards for the season. And we'll also see plenty of Jalen Ward as well. H-back is Ivan Salazar. Wide receivers, Deontay Martin, Chris Guidry, and Jose Castillo. On the offensive line for the Cubs, it's Blake Robinson at center. The guards are Antonio Najera and Andre Mojica. And the tackles, Dane Cruzy and Connor Schlodman. On the defense for the Cubs, the defensive tackles, Miguel Rodriguez and Connor Appelt. The defensive ends, John Rigsby and Cole Whitfield. Linebackers are Cade Moore, Trey Lockett, and Doyle Brown. The cornerbacks, Juan Mata and Cartel Brown. The safeties, Landon Shipley and Jabrion Moore. And then the kickers are Blue Sinega, and he'll alternate with Riley Davis. Blue taking care of the extra points field goals, Davis doing the kickoffs. And then Landon Zelinka is the punter for the Brenham Cubs. And that is your Brenham Cubs starting lineup, brought to you once again by Collier Construction. Back with more of the pregame after we send you back to the studios, and let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Fall is here, that means colder temperatures are on the way. Is your heating unit ready to go? Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. But they also can service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions today for a heating system checkup at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA74166E.
For over 20 years, the Stars of Joy event at Brenham National Bank has become one of our favorite traditions. Stars of Joy is making Christmas wishes come true for children in foster care or children supervised by Child Protective Services. Come by our lobby and select a star from the Christmas tree and make a child's wish come true. Cash donations will also be accepted. Gift must be at Brenham National Bank by Tuesday, December 5th. At Brenham National Bank, we really do make banking fun. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we come back to action here as we await the start of this game between the Port Neches Grove Indians and the Brenham Cubs. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Indian Stadium in Port Neches. And the two teams getting set to still waiting for them to come out of the locker room here. And we'll have all our pregame festivities. And meanwhile, the band's keeping the folks entertained out on the field. And for the Cubs, this is a big one because, I mean, they come in the obvious underdog and really have everything to gain and nothing to lose here.
Do you know what? And this is only my feelings, but I can see it right now. Both coaching staffs are with their team right now, and they're referring back to that game, which was played last fall. And each one is saying to their teams that the outcome of that game last year is over with. That was last year. This is a new ball game. Port Neches is going to have to come out to play football. The Brenham Cubs are going to have to come out and play football. And as my old coach used to always say, you know what? They put their uniform on just like we do, one leg at a time.
Exactly.
So I'm looking forward to a really solid football game.
It certainly will be. And, of course, Port Neches, both teams with new quarterbacks this year, of course, with the Cubs' Rylan Wooten going on to play football for the Blinn Buccaneers this year and did a very fine job there.
They learned he could play quarterback.
Yeah. They certainly did. Now let's hope to keep him there. But he did an outstanding job. And so in his place has been Jordan Harvey, who is a junior this season and has been really learning the ropes here. And let's see, I wanted to pull up the stats real quick. Went back the wrong direction here. There we go. That's what I was looking for. And Harvey on the season, he has completed 125 out of 193 passes for 1,857 yards. He's thrown 12 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. And then leading rusher, Jacoby Dixon, he's carried the ball 122 times for 1,093 yards and 14 touchdowns. He's also got 29 catches for 477 yards and 5 touchdowns. Jalen Ward, 88 carries, 555 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Chris Guidry, the leading receiver for the Cubs, he's got 25 catches, 658 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And meanwhile, for Port Neches Grove, their quarterback, Shea Adams, went down with an injury earlier in the season, replaced by Connor Bailey. And Bailey was just a sophomore. He's completed 46 out of 86 passes, 785 yards, 10 touchdowns to just 1 interception. Their leading rusher, Isaiah Wynn, carried the ball 171 times, 1,308 yards, 12 touchdowns. Leading receiver, London Nunley, who's carried the ball 26 times, 421 yards, and 5 touchdowns. And as we said, they are 9-1 on the season, district champs. And they had a tough road to go, but and so did the Cubs, for that matter. Keeping and really, I know one of the things Coach and I were talking about yesterday is the Huntsville one was the one that really hurt the most. Not being able to, after being down, you fight to come back, and then let it slip away at the end there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we all knew that, and we knew what Lake Creek was going to be the following week, but Huntsville was so critical because there we were still in the running to get – it was almost inevitable. We could have tied for the district championship, but it was almost inevitable that we were playing, you know, hopefully to try to get at least second place out of that. And, you know, once you know, we just, as you said, let one get away from us.
Yeah, and of course, played Lake Creek tough last week, but just Lake Creek, just a fantastic team, and be interested to see how it plays out between the two districts, because as we were saying earlier, 8 really good teams from this two district stretch, and we'll see how they come out against one another. Well, we're going to take another break, and we've got more to come here on the pregame show. See the team Cubs have come out of the locker room area. They're getting ready to take the field. Meanwhile, still waiting on PNG. They have not made it out as of yet. Let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
So you've got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe you've even got an emergency plumbing situation.
Have no fear. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts are here. Dynamic Drains is a leading professional plumbing team in Brenham College Station in Bryan. Equipped with the latest technological plumbing tools, Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and see their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber License Number 405.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
All right, both teams bursted their way onto the field, and won't be long now for the hear a little bit of the PNG band. As now we're just ready for the coin toss here, and also we'll have our national anthem as well. And, of course, P&G dressed out in the purple and white.
Now, in a moment of silence.
Signing in the direction of Vanessa McNeil.
And we are going to be set to go here as we've had the national anthem, and we'll be back with the kickoff as we hear these words from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Cubs football team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoffs. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Brenham High School. Go Cubs all the way to state.
And as we come back here, the captains for the coin toss for the Cubs are Ivan Salazar, Juan Mata, John Rigsby, and Blake Robinson.
Ball's being left to the third, and taken off on the north end of the stadium.
Okay, so Port Angeles has won the toss, they've deferred. So the Cubs will kick off to start the ball game. Indians will kick off to the Cubs to start the ball game. And Indians will be on the north end of the goal line and Cubs on the south. And so here we go.
Indian Nation, are you ready?
Keeper of the Cubs, Jalen Ward. And Braylon Ragston.
Okay, so Warden Ragston back to receive.
Key on this kickoff here, Doug, is Cubs, no mental mistakes.
And kicking off is going to be done by number 84, Luis Blanco. He is a junior. And Blanco with a kick. And going to be fair caught by Ragston. And so it will be Cub football. Start the game. It'll come out to the 25-yard line. And Jordan Harvey leading the team out on the field. He's got Jacoby Dixon in the backfield. They're going to have Ragston and Castillo lined up to the one side. And Gidry to the other. Handoff goes to Jacoby Dixon. And Dixon's going to run into a wall of purple jerseys.
Nothing but a wall of purple jerseys.
And he'll lose about three on the carry.
First contact there made by Jacob Cabrera for the Indians.
And so that'll bring up second down. We're getting forward progress to the 23-yard line, so the loss of two will bring up second and 12. Castillo in motion and fakes the reverse, and now gives to Dixon.
And Dixon by the play.
Is across the pick, the 40. And Jacoby Dixon will pick up the first down for the Cubs.
Tackle made by Reed Richard for the Indians.
And a great job by the left side of that offensive line opening the holes for him. And handoff to Dixon again. Working his way forward. Up closer to midfield. They're going to bring him down to about the 48-yard line. And that'll bring up second down.
Andres Valentes in on the stop for the Indians.
Opening drive of the game. On a high snap. And Harvey's just got a fall on it. And that's going to go all the way back to the 30-yard line.
Wow.
Looks like he took the eyes up, took his eyes off the ball, and then he may not have been expecting the snap to come at that point.
Well, the other thing is the snap was awfully high.
That too, yes. So now hand off to Kobe Dixon. And across the 30, 35-40, and he is up to almost the 45-yard line, so he's got a large chunk of that back. And it's still going to bring it fourth down and 12, though, and so the Cubs will have to punt.
Reed Richard in on the stop for the Indians.
And back deep to receive will be number 11, London Nunley.
Indians call timeout.
And so the Indians surprisingly taking their first timeout here. And so we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Way to go, Cubs. Farmers Mutual Aid Association in Brenham would like to congratulate the Brenham Cubs football team on their amazing teamwork this season and wishes you luck in the playoffs. At Farmers Mutual Aid, our game plan is simple. It's to provide you with policies tailored to you to protect your home and property. Team up today with any of our agents, James Stoltz, Stanley Summer, Neil Kahanek, James Schulenberg, Stacy Rayling, and Megan Summer. Farmers Mutual Aid Association at 104 West Vulcan Street, serving our neighbors insurance needs since 1895.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
And the snap goes back to Zelinka, and that one is going to be blocked by the Indians. And they're going to recover it at the Cup 42-yard line. Big mistake there for Brenham.
Huge.
And now let's see if the Indians capitalize. And handoff, that is up the middle. That is number 33, Isaiah Wynn, all the way to the Cup 15-yard line. So about a 30-yard run there. And first and 10 for the Indians.
That's pretty well a run just straight over the left tackle there.
In the quarterback is Connor Bailey, a sophomore. Bailey with a handoff to Wynn, and this time he's going to get now. He spins around, finally brought down by the Cubs.
Gal Rodriguez in on that initial hit there for the Cubs.
So no gain. They'll bring up second down and 10. Well, they are going to give him 1 yard on there, so second and 9.
And again,
Wynn. And he is going to be brought down at the 10-yard line. And that'll bring a third down.
Caleb Espinosa in on the stop there for the Cubs.
This is a big third and 5 here with 7:57 left to go in the first quarter. No score yet, but Port Mesa Grove knocking on the door.
That draw.
And that is Shea Adams, who is back in. He's running out of the Wildcat. And let's see if they gave him enough for the first down. He's been out with a broken foot, and they were curious. They thought he might be coming back tonight, and he's in there.
Caleb Espinoza in on the stop.
Fourth and one. And they're going to push him across and get the first down to the, was that, to the Cubs' 4-yard line. It's just enough. And it'll be first and goal.
Adams again.
And he's in there for the touchdown. Shea Adams with the touchdown. From about 4 yards out. And the Indians are on the board. And this is going to be Giovanni Oseguera on for the extra point. Kick is up and it's good. And with 7:06 left to play in the first quarter, Indians lead the Cubs 7-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work, now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town, located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories.
And a high kick for Port Nature's Grove. Going to be fair caught by the Cubs, and so they'll come out and try again from their 25-yard line. As we come back here, Indians lead the Cubs 7-0. And for the Cubs, they'll come back out on the field here on offense.
We found out they can run the football against this Port Nature's team, Doug. We just need to settle down and play football.
Exactly. And handoff goes to Jacoby Dixon. Dixon breaks free, and he's out across the 30. He'll get about 5 on the carry, and that'll bring up a 2nd down and 5.
Caleb Cabrera in on the stop again for the Indians.
Jacoby Dixon trying to find some running room and unable to that time. And it's going to be a short game there. Two-yard pickup to bring 3rd down and 3.
Whole host of Indians led by Luis Blanco for the Indians.
Dixon again going to get stopped. Lost back to the 31-yard line, and that'll bring it 4th down.
It's Caleb Cabrera again in on the stop there for the Indians.
And so fourth and three, the Cubs will have to punt. Zelenka's last punt was blocked. And you got to think they're going to probably try to come after him again. Yeah, but he gets it off. And it's not a good punt. It'll roll at about the 40-yard line. And it's a good field position again for the Port Neches Grove Indians. We have 5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. PNG leading the Cubs 7-0.
He's kicking at a pretty stiff breeze, Doug.
That, yeah.
His flags are straight out.
And so Connelly back, Connor Bailey back in there at quarterback with Wynn in the backfield.
That's Wynn.
And that time he's going to be stopped for a loss of yardage.
Miguel Rodriguez making that initial hit.
James Miller in there as well for the Cubs. Loss of two.
Well, Jace Miller had a really good game last week, though.
He certainly did. And so, Bailey ready. Takes the next step, hand off to Wynn.
Again.
Trying to find his way forward, the Cubs. Getting the line pushing him all the way past midfield to the 48-yard line. And that'll bring a third down.
Wynn was hit by a Cub early.
Yeah, we got an injured Cub on the field.
They're just going to have to wrap him up.
Yeah. Joe Standing Young is also going out to check on the injured player.
John Riggs.
John Riggs being, thankfully walking off under his own power back to the bench. And Bailey waits on the snap.
Wynn again.
And off to Wynn.
Oh, Miguel Rodriguez, another big stop for the Cubs.
Yeah, Miguel coming up big here in the early going. As we're down to 3:40 left to go in the first quarter. Fourth down and one. And let's see if PNG looks like they're going to go for it.
And they're bringing Shea Adams back in.
Adams out of shotgun. And he's going to break his way on through and down to the 40-yard line. And to the 39-yard line and pick up a first down.
Cade Moore in on the stop for the Cubs.
And man in motion. And off to Wynn. And he's going to get driven back by the Cubs.
And
Give him three on the carry.
We have an 89, Doug. See if we can find out who that is.
Don't seem to have one listed.
I'm sorry, that was 99.
Okay.
My mistake. Sorry about that.
And I'll go in. And he's going to get brought down.
And Miguel Rodriguez making that initial hit.
Yeah, Miguel's coming to play tonight. And third and seven with 1:40 left on the clock here in the first quarter.
Big third down.
That's complete, and that is a win out of the backfield. Yes, it is.
A screen pass to win out in that right flat.
And he's down to the 16-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Indians. I know Coach Jones, that's another thing he's wanting to is not being able to get off the field on third down.
That's right.
And it looks like this time the Cubs want a timeout. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Brenham Ironworks, just like you, proudly supports our local teams and wishes them the best of luck this season. As you make plans to improve your property, Brenham Ironworks is the place to go. Not only will they help you design, fabricate, and erect your metal building or barn dominium, they can run all of your panels, trim, and gutters in-house for a quick turnaround. And they'll help you design and fabricate your custom gate and entrance, complete with installation, sales, and service on your automatic operating systems. Visit BrenhamIronworks.com or come by the shop at 4455 Highway 290 West. Brenham Ironworks, enhancing your homestead, Texas style.
And the pitch goes back to Isaiah Wynn, and he will get down to the 11-yard line. That's a 4-yard pickup. And only going to be 5, so second down and 5. As we're down to 40 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
John Richby in on that stop for the Cubs.
So far, both teams been content to keep it on the ground. Man in motion. Let's go in.
Again, right up the middle.
And he is stopped just short of getting the goal line. He's down to 3.
Dave Moore in on the stop for the Cubs.
15 seconds left. I don't know if they're going to give another playoff. They may wait until the second quarter. And looks like that's what they're going to do. And so we reach the end of the first quarter of play with our score, the Port Angeles Grove Indians 7 and Brenham Cubs nothing. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
At Bush's Chicken, there is one goal each day. Be the best. Right now, try their new Bush Baby Chicken Sandwich. Chicken tenders and pickles served with a special sauce on a King Hawaiian bun. Bush's offers a variety of menu items for Southern fried chicken lovers. Come try their unique marinated chicken with a friendly in-store atmosphere where you'll feel comfortable bringing your whole family at mealtime. Stop at Bush's Chicken at Brenham on Highway 36 South, right in front of Walmart. Call in your orders at 979-836-1800.
right, back we go. Here's we start the second quarter.
Adams back in, quarterback.
And Shea Adams in the quarterback. Working out of the shotgun. And man in motion is Nunley. Adams going to keep it himself. And no signal.
They're marking it at the 1 foot line.
Just outside the end zone. Adams again. And he was across for the touchdown. And extra point try coming. Giovanni Oseguero with the extra point try. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 11:41 left to go in the second quarter, our new score of the Port Nation Stove Indians 14, Brenham Cubs nothing. Back this time after we hear 30 seconds from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Indians lead the Cubs 14-0 here. We're in the second quarter. And it is going to be Luis Blanco doing the kick. So just like this, they have a kick for the... And that one's going to be a fair catch stop for the Cubs by Deontay Martin. Now we'll see if the Cubs can get on the board here.
Cubs need a good sustained drive. Better field position.
Much better. Harvey out of shotgun. Passes complete to Salazar.
Oh, nice move there by Adam.
He gets up to the 45-yard line.
Tackle made by Cameron Drotty for the Indians.
And so here we go with the next one. Harvey. And draw play goes to Kobe Dixon.
Nice move there.
Dixon out across the 50. He's got the first down. And Moore across the 30. Cuts it back 20. 15. And finally brought down just before he gets to the 10-yard line. A big run for Kobe Dixon.
Finally brought down by Cameron Drotty.
They're going to mark him down 12-yard line. The first 10 for the Cubs.
Favoring that ankle a little bit there, Doug. Jalen Wharton.
And
that's Jordan Harvey.
Jordan Harvey going to keep himself at least down to the 15-yard line. The 5-yard line.
Yeah. Four and a half.
And so now second down.
Kobe Dixon back in the backfield. Straight handoff.
And they're going to say he was down just shy of the goal line. So he does pick up the first down, though. So it's first and goal from the 1 yard line. With 9:45 left. And they did not get it.
One foot left.
And going for it again.
Touchdown.
And finally in it. And it is Jordan Harvey. And so that will be a touchdown for the Cubs, and they will kick it away. And the extra point try. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 9:15 left, it is... Are here to go in the second quarter. Cubs are coming lead now, 14-7. Back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
The staff and residents of Cruzy Village would like to wish the Brenham Cubettes the best of luck during the volleyball playoffs. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages set amongst shady tree-lined streets are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit CruzyVillage.com. That's CruzyVillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life story.
With all the construction going on around town, it's only a matter of time until a stray rock finds your windshield. From a simple rock chip repair to a complete windshield replacement, you can trust Mr. Windshield to do the job right. With over 40 years of experience, they will quickly replace your windshield, door glass, or back window. For all of your auto glass needs, Mr. Windshield Incorporated. Insurance claims welcome and free mobile service within a 10-mile radius of Brenham. Call today or visit us online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com.
Kickoff by the Cubs, and they're fielded and brought out to the 19-yard line by the Indians.
It was Chase Johnson on the return, Doug.
And I was right, that was Jordan Harvey giving the score there for the Cubs, and so that cuts the lead now as the P&G offense comes back out on the field. Indians lead the Cubs 14-7.
Man on the carry.
And he's going to be brought down just past the 25-yard line. Yeah, they're getting to the 26. Second and 3 for the Indians. As we're down to 8:40 left to go in the half. And it is Connor Bailey back in there, quarterback for Fort Nance Grove.
And again.
And win. Out across the 30-yard line, finally brought down.
It's Landon Shipley in on the stop there for the Cubs.
And so that'll be still the first down for P&G. Ball in front of the 33-yard line.
Cubs got to find a way to slow down win.
And he's going to be in for a loss there. Yeah.
34-yard line.
Shane Escamilla in on the stop for the Cubs.
And nice play there by Escamilla. And they'll bring up second down and nine. I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name.
Is that 15? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a flag down there.
Chatonier.
That would be my rough guess there, yeah. Stop to 7:01 left, and penalty against the Cubs.
Shot to Miller.
Shot to Miller again. And he would be just shy of the first down. He just gets third down and two needed for the D&G Indians.
Adams back in at quarterback.
And he's been a short yardage back. Looks like he's got it. That was just hard to stop.
Trey Lockett, Darius Brown, the end of the stop for the Cubs.
And Savannah comes up back out with the rest of the offense. He's going to get across the 45 up to about the 48-yard line.
Jabrion Moore in on the stop for the Cubs.
First down.
Just tripped up there by Jabrion Moore for the Cubs.
That's a ball spotted on the 43-yard line. First to 10 for the Indians. There's 4:23 left to go until the half.
And again.
And Ben just keeps right on going. And down to the 36-yard line.
Trey Lockett, Jabrion Moore in on the stop for the Cubs.
Second down and three. So 3:45 left to play. Here we go.
And again.
Yep.
Cade Moore. And on a stop, big stop there for the Cubs.
And so, 3:15 and counting.
Shea Adams back in, a quarterback.
Back in. Trying to work off the rust after being on the shelf for several months with an ankle injury. But now he's healthy and ready to go and trying to work on his rhythm. And he's going to keep himself. And finally brought down. And he's going to pick up the first. He's going to be a yard shot. No, he's going to pick up the first down.
Cade Moore getting in on the stop for the Cubs.
And again, there's a whistle on the set. And so,
D.G. calls timeout. That's our second timeout and a half.
And so with the timeout, we'll take it with and be back after we hear 30 seconds from our sponsors.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Okay, got clarification. The running back's name is Chetanye.
Oh.
Chetanye, it's Cajun. I thought they were talking about the quarterback, but no, it's the running back. Blair Chetanye. So as we come back here, we got coming up on 2 minutes left to go in the first half. It is the Indians 14 and the Cubs 7. Indians driving here, trying to get back on the scoreboard. And pitch goes to Lynn. And he's out across the 25 and down to the 22. Now they're going to say 23-yard line.
Kind of a belt in on the stop for the Cubs.
As we're at a minute 30.
And again.
And Lynn just powering forward, dragging guys with him. Down to the 18-yard line.
Cole Whitfield coming up from the bottom of that stack.
Second minute. Down to minute 10.
And again.
And with this time, we're going to be brought down by Cade Moore.
Good stop there by Cade Moore.
Only a 1 yard pickup. And we're down under a minute left to play. And the Indians are going to take a timeout here. And we'll take a look and be back after we hear 30 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
And so we come back here. Ball is spotted down at the Cub 18-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and 5 for Port Neches Grove. They've actually added time back to the clock. They're up to a minute, added back to 1:01. And he is going to spin around, take guys with him, and he is inside down to the 7-yard line. And he'll pick up the first down. It's going to be 1st and goal for the Indians.
Juan Mata, Miguel Rodriguez in on the stop.
And Indians will spike the ball. They don't have any timeouts left, so that'll stop the clock with 49 seconds. Indians lead the Cubs 14-7 here late in the second quarter. Cubs trying to hold them here. And P&G will get the ball to start the second half. Win in the I formation. And in motion, he's going to get the pitch. And Cubs bring him down. Ball at the 4-yard line.
Miguel Rodriguez, Cade Moore, and Jace Miller.
And pitch to win, and it is going to be short. And now they got to hurry to get the field goal team on. Got 15 seconds. This will be a 19-yard attempt. It's up. And it's good. And so with 6 seconds left on the clock, it is Port Neches Grove leading the Cubs 17-7. And we're just going to keep it right here. Cubs will maybe fair catch the kick and got time for one play. And coming up to half, we will have our mattress guys halftime and halftime giveaway. And then we've also got recap of the first half, and we'll check on some scores from around the area. And also we'll hear from the Brennan Cup Marching Band, all as our halftime report gets set to come to you here on KWHI. Or we'll also find out who our HEB Scholar of the Week is as well. And it will be Oseguera.
Have Braylon Ragstone, Jalen Ward deep for the Cubs.
And they're going to send this one deep. And it's going to be a fair caught for the Cubs. So put it at the 25-yard line. They got 1st and 10. It's 6 seconds, basically about time for one play to work with. Trailing by 10, 17-7. And Cubs are just going to take a knee and let the clock run down. And so that will send us into the locker room at the half with our score. The Port Neches Grove Indians 17 and the Brennan Cubs 7. Back with the halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
For over 20 years, the Stars of Joy event at Brenham National Bank has become one of our favorite traditions. Stars of Joy is making Christmas wishes come true for children in foster care or children supervised by Child Protective Services. Come by our lobby and select a star from the Christmas tree and make a child's wish come true. Cash donations will also be accepted. gift must be at Brenham National Bank by Tuesday, December 5th. At Brenham National Bank, we really do make banking fun. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes the Brenham Cubs good luck in the playoffs.
At WC Tractor, they know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your New Holland equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only New Holland genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your New Holland equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original. New Holland genuine parts. For New Holland genuine parts, visit WC Tractor in Brenham.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
And we are back here as the band gets to come out on the field. The award-winning Brenham Cub Marching Band. And let's take a look at some halftime stats while we got the chance here. And Cubs only one pass attempt in the entire first half, and that was Jordan Harvey on a 3-yard completion to Ivan Salazar. The rest of the time they kept it on the ground. And really, the Cubs haven't had it very much. Jacoby Dixon, 9 carries, 89 yards. Jordan Harvey, 4 carries for minus 9 yards and a touchdown. And that has been it on the offense for this first half.
I tell you what, Doug, it all goes back to, that block punt. We give him Portnage Groves great field position. And, they just took the ball and just marched it down the field with, handing off that ball to Isaiah Wynn.
And take a look on the other side. And just got a hand in the note for the Cubs. 17 total plays, and that includes the punts. And that is that's going to make for a rough night there. And meanwhile, for PMG, they've actually only attempted 2 passes. Their quarterback, Connor Bailey, 1 out of 2 for 20 yards. And that was a completion to Isaiah Wynn. But Wynn has been their go-to guy in the first half. 24 carries for 124 yards. Shea Adams, he's got 8 carries for 26 yards, 2 touchdowns. And so they've been able, of course, with keeping the ball on the ground that much, they've been able to control the clock as well.
Oh, no, that is the big key is clock control by Portnage Groves. And Isaiah Wynn is a workhorse, and he's been their workhorse again this evening.
Yeah, he certainly has, and we got to, of course, we have our Nathan's Barbecue first touchdown, and with Jordan Harvey scoring our first touchdown for the Cubs, let's find out who our winner is tonight in the first touchdown of the game.
John
Arnold.
Arnold.
Okay, congratulations, John. You are the winner of a rack of ribs, courtesy of our good friends at Nathan's Barbecue. Nathan's Barbecue, proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, backed by popular man, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You may call Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street, a proud supporter of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, stop by Nathan's Barbecue and register. And you could go, you could be among our winners list. And we are going to come back with the band's halftime performance. But first, let's send you back. We're going to go back to the studios. It's time now for our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway. Be the third caller to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Z-Gel Convolution pillow from the Mattress Guys. Just call in 979-836-9937 to be the third caller. The Z-Gel Convolution pillow is an easy gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support. For all sleeping positions, you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and native friend of mine, Anthony Jasinski, invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South of the Blue Mountain Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Please, only one pillow winner per household during the count season. Back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Hey, Washington County, this is Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate. If you have a chance to buy property, take it. Buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you can make, so I rely on an online search engine to help you find the right fit. I'm a real agent with real experience and a real desire to match you with the right property for you. Whether you're looking for a new home, farm and ranch property, or your next investment opportunity, I have the local expertise to get the job done. So if you're ready to get real about your real estate goals, give me a call. Don't let this time pass you by. 979-830-3914. Remember, any property you see, call EB.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
All right, congratulations to Joanne Drain for being our winner of the Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway. And the Brenham Cup marching band on the field. Let's go down. We'll be right back. Cub halftime show. And now that we're going to take a break and we got more to come, but first let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Don't miss out on Mattress Guy's Black Friday Savings Event. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. This Black Friday, check out all of the best deals we have to offer on brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. Perfect for after all of that turkey dinner. And don't you worry, with the holidays coming, Mattress Guy's has custom financing options making a good night's sleep affordable.
And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guy's, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs football team this playoff season. They're proud of the hard work and dedication the Cubs put in to make this season successful, and they're thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Cubs! Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
All right, and as we come back here, the Port Nature's Grove marching band down on the field. But first things first, it's time now for our HEB Scholar of the Week. And our HEB Scholar of the Week is Mr. Cole Tran. Cole is, let's see, it says his favorite subject is U.S. history, favorite teacher. And there seems to be a common Mrs. Marcos.
We've heard that name before.
Yeah. And then favorite sport or extracurricular activity is art, and then also track and field. And then college or university plans, he's planning to go to Blinn and study kinesiology. And advice to other students about preparing for the future, suffering is where growth is, whether in the classroom or on the field. Embrace discomfort and rise above mediocrity.
There you go. And I'm like, I love that.
Yeah. And so congratulations to Cole Tran, our HEB Scholar of the Week, and he'll receive a certificate to HEB for being our winner. And meantime, as we got a chance here, let's check on some of the scores from around the area as far as the playoffs go. And we'll start first with Texas City and Huntsville. And right now they're at halftime, and Huntsville has a 7-0 lead over Texas City.
Good football game there.
Yeah. And then let's see with Randall. Whoops. Make it spell correctly here. And no, that can't be right. 2-0. They just started the second quarter.
Who's winning?
Randall winning. Well, I don't know with their defense. That's quite possible. And then we'll double check that because sometimes they don't get the right score in on this website. Fort Bend Marshall and oh wait, that was the one. Yeah. Let's see. And then in the Nederland and Lake Creek, and right now Lake Creek leading second quarter, 15-6 the score there on Nederland. Lake Creek leading Nederland. We got Belleville Bremas and West Orange Dark, and Belleville winning that one 21-0, and that's with 10:30 left to go until the half.
And Bremas.
Yeah. And then let's see what else we got. The Magnolia Schools. And right now, second quarter, Magnolia West all over Madison, 38-0. While the Magnolia Bulldogs leading Houston Sterling, 21-6. Both those are in the second quarter. And for college, let's see, you got San Antonio Wagner leading A&M Consolidated, 17-14 at the half. And College Station all over Bernie, 24-7. That is also a halftime score there. And then Anderson Shiro. Oh, forgot to put the hyphen in there. And right now, New Diana leading Anderson Shiro 6-0. They're about to go to the half there. Louise, who's in Burton's district, taking on Chilton tonight. And that one's gone final. Chilton won it 63-21 there. And let's see, Giddings and Waco Conley. And that one just started the second quarter, and it is Conley leading Giddings 7-0. So Buffalo's hanging right in there with them. And then the Columbus Cardinals, and they are leading Rocktail 21-0. That play also in the second quarter. So that gives you an update. And be sure you join Stephen after our Cub broadcast, and he'll bring you up to date on all the he'll have hopefully all the finals for you. And then, of course, we'll have the Saturday morning football roundup right here on KWHI tomorrow morning at 8:15. So be sure you join us for that as well. Meantime, we got more to come here on the Halftime Show. But first, let's send you back and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Don't miss out on Mattress Guy's Black Friday Savings Event. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. This Black Friday, check out all of the best deals we have to offer on brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. Perfect for after all of that turkey dinner. And don't you worry, with the holidays coming, Mattress Guy's has custom financing options, making a good night's sleep affordable.
And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guy's, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010. Today.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, HEB has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, HEB's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham HEB today.
Don't miss out on Mattress Guy's Black Friday Savings Event. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. This Black Friday, check out all of the best deals we have to offer on brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. Perfect for after all of that turkey dinner. And don't you worry, with the holidays coming, Mattress Guy's has custom financing options, making a good night's sleep affordable.
And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guy's, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, HEB has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, HEB's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham HEB today.
All right, and we return here to Indian Stadium in Port Neches, where we are still here at the half. And it's Doug Brown and Tommy Langy with you on this Friday night, the bi-district round of the playoffs. This is, as we said at the top of the broadcast, this is what the teams all work for during the course of the season. And as P&G, oh, I like that, the band formation out here making out the P&G letters. Wonder, I'm sure somebody somewhere has an aerial shot of that.
Huge band.
Yep, they
huge,
really do.
Huge band and dance team, you know, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and here at the half, it is the Indians leading the Cubs 17-7. And for the most part in the first half, it's been a real competitive first half. Cubs right now, though, just getting where they're getting dominated is in the time of possession.
That's it.
P&G has been on the field using their running game with Isaiah Wynn and eating that clock up.
No doubt about it. And, you know, that offensive line just making huge holes for Isaiah Wynn. And when you get 5 yards a pop, you know, you can burn up some clock and, you know, just continue moving the football.
Yeah, and to the Cubs, just need to get back on the field and see if they can get something going here. Now, the Indians will receive the ball and to start the second half. And so the Cubs just got to come out and take care of business on defense, which we saw in last week's game against Lake Creek. It was one of the things Coach Young told you. He said during halftime, he didn't need to make adjustments, just needed the guys to start doing their job.
That's it, plain and simple. So,
So we'll see if that happens here in the second half. Still got two full quarters of football, and we hope you stay with us. Meanwhile, let's send you back to the studio, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. The firm strives to elevate and serve others through its offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy, and was recognized by Accounting Today magazine as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest in 2023. Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham Cub football team on their successful season and hopes you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during the playoffs.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, and go Cubs.
Registration is now open for winter and spring classes at Blinn College. This year's winter mini-mester begins December 19th, allowing you to earn college credit in just 3 weeks. Mini-mester courses are available online and transferred to the state's leading universities, and eligible Washington County residents can have up to $1,000 in tuition costs covered with the Washington County Scholarship. To register for classes and learn more about scholarship opportunities, visit blinn.edu or email us at blinnbound@blinn.edu.
Insurance can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers, or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dominant Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dominant Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, call Dominant Associates at 979-836-4241 or stop by their office at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And attention football fanatics, don't miss out on the opportunity to be part of Texas football history, where dreams are realized, legends are born, and where unforgettable moments unfold before your very eyes. Mark your calendars for the UIL State Football Championships. They'll be December 13th through the 16th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, where the best teams from 6-man to 6A leave it all on the field in hopes of being named champion. For the latest updates and ticket information, head on over to UILTexas.org/football. Again, that's UILTexas.org/football. And the Cubs look like they're making their way back out here on the field for the second half. And I imagine Coach gave it to him pretty good there in the locker room, and get them ready, get them focused for what should be a big second half. Because I mean, really, they're only down by 10. They are still very much in the ball game.
The Cubs are definitely in the football game, and you know, I'm just going to relate back to it one more time. You know, the block punt ended up giving PNG excellent field position. What about on our 45 yard line? And you know, you got less than half the field to work with to get ahead up by a touchdown, and they did exactly that.
And it certainly was. That block punt set up their first touchdown. And so now for the Cubs, they just got to come out and take care of business and try to see if they can keep Isaiah Wynn contained and see how the second half goes. And in the meantime, want to congratulate, just got word here, the Round Top Carmine Cubettes. They won their region semifinal matchup this afternoon, And so they're moving on to the regional championship game at Brenham High School. And that's going to be played tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. So congratulations to Round Top Carmine. Got another chance at one win away from a return trip to the state tournament.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, that little community just down the road from us, west of us, year in and year out, you know, they just, when it comes playoff time, those young ladies are ready to play volleyball.
They certainly are. They've got a great program over there. They have for years. And congratulations to the crew over there. And in the meantime, we're going to take another break, and hopefully we'll be back with the second half kickoff. But first, I'll send you back to the studio. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Brenham Ironworks, just like you, proudly supports our local teams and wishes them the best of luck this season. As you make plans to improve your property, Brenham Ironworks is the place to go. Not only will they help you design, fabricate, and erect your metal building or barn dominium, they can run all of your panels, trim, and gutters in-house for a quick turnaround. And they'll help you design and fabricate your custom gate and entrance, complete with installation, sales, and service on your automatic operating systems. Visit BrenhamIronworks.com or come by the shop at 4455 Highway 290 West. Brenham Ironworks, enhancing your homestead Texas style.
Way to go, Cubs. Farmers Mutual Aid Association in Brenham would like to congratulate the Brenham Cubs football team on their amazing teamwork this season and wishes you luck in the playoffs. At Farmers Mutual Aid, our game plan is simple. It's to provide you with policies tailored to you to protect your home and property. Team up today with any of our agents: James Stoltz, Stanley Summer, Neil Kahanek, James Schulenberg, Stacy Rayling, and Megan Summer. Farmers Mutual Aid Association at 104 West Vulcan Street, serving our neighbors' insurance needs since 1895.
For over 20 years, the Stars of Joy event at Brenham National Bank has become one of our favorite traditions. Stars of Joy is making Christmas wishes come true for children in foster care or children supervised by Child Protective Services. Come by our lobby and select a star from the Christmas tree and make a child's wish come true. Cash donations will also be accepted. Gift must be at Brenham National Bank by Tuesday, December 5th. At Brenham National Bank, we really do make banking fun. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
And we welcome you back as we are getting set. And, of course, be sure to join us on KWHI tomorrow morning. And Craig and Josh will have the news and sports for you. Then we got the Saturday football roundup at 8:15, followed by the award-winning Texas Polka Time at 9 o'clock. And then we're also going to have our Washington County Veterans Day program. And I believe that is a 10:45 start time at 11 o'clock, or 10:45 our broadcast starts, and then the program starts at 11. And Craig is going to be out at the American Legion Hall to bring that to you. And it's something we're always glad to do every year, get a chance to honor our great veterans and all the sacrifices they made for the freedoms that we enjoy.
Yeah, I tell you what, all the sacrifices that our veterans have made, that gives you and I the opportunity to be at a high school football game on Friday night.
Absolutely, and we thank them all very much. Well, the teams have come out on the field, and we're about set for the second half kickoff. And our second half kickoff is brought to you by Christy Schlopman at Farmers Insurance. Now, let me... From kickoff to the fourth quarter, Christy Schlopman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure that you're protected both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlopman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by at 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham. And come on out and cheer the Brenham Cubs and number 51 Connor Schlopman in this Cub football season. And so here we go. We're about ready for the second half. As we said, the Cubs will be kicking off to the Indians. And just waiting on the official to bring the teams out here, and we'll be ready to go. And well, looks like they're going to, not quite sure what the holdup is, but while we got the opportunity, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios. This time, let's hear just 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking more than a little dull? And no scratches on the side. Yikes! Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranty. They're committed to quality.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
And kickoff going to be fielded by Chase Johnson. He fumbled it for a little bit and recovered. And now the Cubs going to bring him down roughly about the 15-yard line.
Tell you what, here, good job by the Cubs here. Let's see if we can hold them and get the ball back.
And so Bailey with Wynn in the backfield. Handoff goes to Wynn.
Breaks tackle.
And he's going to be shy of the 20-yard line.
Landon Shipley leading that stop for the Cubs.
And so it is the second down. 4-yard gain. Yeah, so second down, six. Fortnages going with the ground and pound. And he's going to be caught in the backfield there.
Ooh, Connor Appelt and Jace Miller in on the stop there for the Cubs.
And that'll bring it, lost there on the carry, and then we have third down and eight. Now here's the key. Can they get off the field on third down? Bailey out of the shotgun. Back to pass. He's going to put it in the air. Incomplete. He was looking for number 80, Noah Washington, and good coverage by the Cubs.
Juan Mata and the other one here, Trey Lockett on the coverage. Good. Good defensive stand there for the Cubs.
And so a three and out for P&G, and they will have to punt it away.
Jabrion Moore deep for the Cubs. By the way, this is P&G's first punt.
Ah, yes, it is. High snap, and they just get it down. And that is an ugly punt, but it's going to be down at the 42-yard line.
At 42. Good field position here for the Cubs.
Best field position they've had, I think, to start a drive in this game. And ball with them, going to get to the 41-yard line. So 41-yard line, come offense out on the field. Jordan Harvey with
Jacoby Dixon.
And they're going to go in the red for Ivan Salazar.
Oh, and he takes the tackle.
Out across the 35. And got it down to maybe the 33.
Finally brought down by Mason Winchell. Nice effort there by Ivan Salazar.
Yeah. Thought they might have had him for a loss there, but he managed to break free. And so now to the 33-yard line, bringing second down and two. Salazar in motion this time, and Dixon back. And Harvey going deep and fast, incomplete. How about a flag?
Oh, there's the flag. Oh, my gosh.
He was going for DeAndre Martin, and the defensive back there was all over. And
in fact, what I saw is the ball was still in the air, and he was grabbing an arm of the receiver.
And so it'll bring up third down and two now. And fumble the snap. And coming out of it is P&G. Costly mistake there for Jordan Harvey. Or the exchange between Blake Robinson and Jordan Harvey. And so now it's P&G with the football once again. With 9:44 left to go here in the third quarter, it's still Indian 17 and Cubs 7. Cubs had missed a golden opportunity there.
Win.
And hand off to Win out across the 40. And brought down on the carry there by Landon Shipley.
Nice stop there by Landon Shipley.
To the 41-yard line.
Again.
And he's caught from behind and brought down.
It's Cade Moore and Miguel Rodriguez.
And so they'll bring up third down and two. As we're down to 8:53 left to go in the third quarter. And they are keeping it on the ground. Motion, snap, goes to Win.
Juan Mata, what a stop.
Go to the first down marker. And so that'll bring a fourth down.
Juan Mata just flat ran down Isaiah Win.
He certainly did.
And Juan came from this side of the field, where we are.
And we're going to get a penalty against the Cubs.
Oh, my goodness.
And just when you think they haven't stopped, they get a free first down.
First down, Indian, they're on 38 yards.
That'll be Indian football at the 48-yard line with 8:20 left to go here in the third. Bailey going deep, and he's got a man open, and a catch is made. That is Noah Washington.
Brought down by Juan Mata. He had two steps on Juan Mata.
And that'll bring him down to the 16-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Indians. Win going to be tackled by Mata.
A nice stop again there by Juan Mata.
No gain. That'll bring up second and 10. 7:15 left to go here in the third. Thank you.
him straight up the middle.
And he's going to be brought down. Came to the 13-yard line, a 3-yard pickup.
Trey Lockett, Connor Appelt in on the stop.
Third and 7. We're down to 6.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Cubs trailing 17-7. Now they at this point they're just trying to hold them to a field goal try if they can get a stop here. And he puts it in the air. Pass is going to be caught. Wide open is London Numley for the touchdown.
Great pass run there by Nunley, and you know, wide open in the end zone.
And it's an extra point attempt. This is Oseguera. And they flag it.
Bad snap. Nice stop there by Cade Moore.
And some PAT no good. And with 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter, it's the Indians 23, Cubs 7. Back at we are 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Fall is here. That means colder temperatures are on the way. Is your heating unit ready to go? Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. But they also can service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions today for a heating system checkup at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA741. 66E.
So you've got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe you've even got an emergency plumbing situation.
Have no fear. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts are here. Dynamic Drains is a leading professional plumbing team in Brenham College Station in Bryan. Equipped with the latest technological plumbing tools, Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and see their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber License number 405. 4-6.
And the kickoff is going to be fair caught by Braylon Ragston. And so the Cubs will get the football now, trailing in here 23-7. 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter. And they're going to put it at the 29-yard line. First and 10 for Brenham. And pass to Jacoby Dixon out in the flat. He's going to be hit for a loss.
There's just a little pass out in the flat there to Jacoby Dixon. Mason Winchell in on the stop there, making a nice play on Jacoby Dixon.
And 3-yard loss. Brings up second down and 13. And play action, and Harvey going deep. And incomplete. He was looking for Chris Guidry.
Double coverage on Chris Guidry.
And that'll bring up third down and 13.
Third down for the Cubs.
Back to pass. And he's going to have to just throw that one away. And that'll bring a fourth down, so a 3-and-out for the Cubs. And they're going to have to punt. pump there by Zelenka. Yeah, let's see where they're going to end up spotting the ball on that.
36.
And the 36.
Oh, my goodness.
That's about a 20-yard punt. And so PMG takes control of the ball again. And handoff.
Is that Chitanya?
Yep. That's and Blair Chitanya with a carry.
Didn't beat it up too bad.
I don't think so. Ball at the 32-yard line. .435 left to play here in the third quarter. Chitanya with a carry again. And he's going to get it up to the 26-yard line. And that is going to be another first down for the Indians.
Say what, Landon Shipley again in on the stop there for the Cubs.
The carrier again, and that time
Connor Appelt in on the stop for the Cubs.
Bring up second down and 8. As we're down to 3:41 left to play. Chitanya again, and up to the 18-yard line.
Trey Lockett in on the stop for the Cubs,
and it's going to be a third down. Cubs trailing 23-17. We're in the third quarter, or 23-7 rather, 23-7.
Adams in at quarterback.
And running out of the Wildcat. And off, and he is going to still pick it up. He's down to the 16-yard line with a big frame of his. It's just hard to bring down.
I'll tell you what, I had a hand on him in at the line of scrimmage, Doug, and just couldn't hang on.
So it'll be first and 10 now for the Indians as they keep rolling down the field. We're down to 2:10 left to play here in the third quarter. And off in Chitanya, Frank Spring is finally brought down.
Jay Brown Moore in on the stop there for the Cubs.
Play action, he's going to put it here. And it's
intercepted.
Juan Mata in the end zone.
Not, was that Juan Mott or Jay Brown?
Juan Mott. And so the Cubs will get to the 20-yard line, first and 10, with a minute 23 left here in the third.
Great coverage there at that time by Juan Mott.
good defensive series there for the Cubs, Doug.
Yeah, they needed that.
Now after giving them the ball on the 35 or whatever yard line.
And the fake it goes Jalen Ward. Ward slips down on the turf back to the 10-yard line. And so a loss of 10. And Harvey back to pass, now running for his life. And he will get the pass away. That's to Kobe Dixon. And it is. And Dixon gets it to the 17-yard line. And that'll bring a third down and long. With 30 seconds left to go in the quarter. That's down by 16. It's 23-7. Complete out of the backfield to Dixon out across the 20, 25, and he's up to right at the 30-yard line. It'll depend on where the spot is.
I think they're going to spot it at the 29.
So he's going to be a yard short. With 4 seconds left. Looks like Coach Young is going to roll the dice here, and he is going to roll the dice. And the Cup offense to stay on the field. And they stop him for a loss.
It was a fake handoff to Jacoby Dixon.
And then around to Salazar, and he gets hit for a loss of yards. And that is how the third quarter will come to an end. And we go to the fourth quarter after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
We're the Z, we're the X, we're the X, we're BHS.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town. Located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Cubs football team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoffs. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Brenham High School. Go Cubs all the way to state.
Off goes to Isaiah Wynn, and he's going to get flipped over, and
Jabrion Moore and Trey Lockett in on the stop for the Cubs.
Ball at the 26-yard line. Or excuse me, 21-yard. And handoff.
Wynn again.
And he's very close.
Landon picks up the first down
to the 16.
Landon Shipley in on the stop for the Cubs.
And so the clock keeps rolling here. And the clock right now, not a friend of the Brenham Cubs. And back in comes Adams and the Wildcat. And out to Wynn. He's going to get brought down.
Jace Miller.
Good tackle there by Miller after a one-yard gain.
Yeah.
Again, on the Wildcat goes to Adams. Man in motion. And about to win. And he's down to the... Well, got a flag down. Stops the clock with 9:56 left to go.
Shane Escamilla and on a stop for the Cubs.
Offsides against the Cubs. And he's going to cruise into the end zone. Jay Adams for the touchdown.
He had an outstanding fake to Isaiah Wynn and just literally walked around right in the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, but everybody bid on it. So now the extra point try by O'Segara. High snap, pulls it down, kick is up. And it's good. And so, with 9:32 left to go in the game, the Indians lead the Cubs 30-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Looking for real estate? Hody Real Estate, active in all aspects of real estate sales since 1978. They're a family-owned and operated business in the heart of downtown Brenham. They have everything. Residential, country homes, farms and ranches, residential lots, unimproved acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings and take virtual tours. Call 836-8532 and let them put you in the home of your dreams or the perfect place for your business. Hody Real Estate congratulates the Cubs on a winning season.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
And the kickoff is a deep, and it'll be fair caught. So the Cubs will get it at the 25-yard line. We got 9:32 left to go in the game, and it is the Indians leading the Cubs 30-7. By district round of the playoffs, season on the line. Jordan Harvey comes back out again. And play action, and he's going to throw an incomplete pass. And that's going to be a fumble.
They're going to call it. We got a break, Doug.
They called it a pass. Incomplete pass, not a lateral. So it'll be second down and 10. Otherwise, if they would have called it the other way, that would have been another touchdown. And probably the icing on the cake. And off to Jacoby Dixon. And a fumble on the play. Recovered by the Indians. Dixon was trying to get around and actually ran into one of his own linemen and coughed it up. And the Indians were able to haul it in.
It's definitely been a little uncharacteristic of Jacoby Dixon.
And so the ball will be at the 27-yard line as the Indians come back out on the field.
comes back at a quarterback.
And then off to Chitonnier. And he's still going. And gets it down to the 17-yard line. Nine minutes left to go in the game. Indians trying to add to their lead. Went off, and now this time fumbled by the Indians. Covered by the Indians.
You would have felt like we may have gotten a lucky bounce.
Yeah. Motion. And we got a whistle. And a false start against the Indians. That'll push him back 5 yards. That'll also stop the clock with 7:50 left to go. Cubs trailing here 30-7 right now. We're in the fourth quarter. Bailey at quarterback for PNG. Hand off to Chitonnier. And he's out across the five and in the end zone for a 23-yard touchdown run. Point to come from Osagera. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 7:21 left to go in the game, our new score, it is the Indian 37, Cubs 7. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
And we return to action here as the Cubs receive the kickoff, and they will get the touch back to the 25-yard line. We got 7:18 left to go in the game. Indians lead the Cubs 30-7. Harvey and Dixon out on the field. Back to pass and complete to Dixon. Up to the 25-yard line, he's brought down.
Dallas Frederick in on the stop for the Indians.
Pass, Harvey. He's going to tuck it himself out across the 30 to the 40, and he slides down as he will pick up the first down. Now they're going to give him to the 39-yard line. And the handoff goes to Dixon. No gain. And then actually might have lost some yards there.
Jacob Cabrera in on the stop for the Indians.
Loss of two of them. Bring up second down and 12. 45 left to go. Man in motion. And back to pass goes Harvey. He's going to put it in the air. Knocked away. He was going for Raxton. And Raxton was double covered. And that'll bring him third down and 12 for the Cubs. Pass is going to take off, and he's out across the 40, 45, 50, and slides down and picking up the first down. So they're going to give him the midfield. First and 10 for the Cubs. And pass out to Dixon. Dixon. Complete. And it will pick up the first down. Or no, it's going to be second down, rather.
Dylan Talbert in on the stop for the Indians.
Had to pass incomplete, looking for Castillo. And we're going to second down and 10.
Castillo had two steps on the defender, Doug, overthrown by Jordan Harvey.
And so it'll bring up third and 3 with 4:37 left to play. And Harvey with the pass.
Guidry.
And he's going to take off. And he's going to get it across the 40.
It's going to depend on the spot here.
And he got a bad spot.
No, they are going to give it to him.
Okay, they did change their mind. Okay. Originally that was looking bad. First and 10 now. And now Guidry, and they're right there on him, and hit for a loss of yardage. They were going for the trick play, and they snuffed it out.
Cooper Benoit in on the stop there for with several other Indians.
And we get a timeout call. Apparently not. They're coming back up. not really sure what happened to it. And hand off Jalen Ward. Ward gets it to the 43-yard line. So no gain.
Mason Winchell on the stop there for the Indians.
They're down 13. 2:55 left to play. Army with the pass, incomplete. And now let's see which play they're going to call that. Are they going to call that a pass or a run there?
I'm going to say that was a pass. To me, it looked like Jalen Ward was pat, you know.
And it's a fourth down.
It's out in front of Harvey.
Yeah, it's a fourth down and 22. Down to 2 minutes left. Harvey will put it in the air. Going deep. Incomplete, intended for Guidry. And the Cubs will turn the ball over on downs. The Cubs still have all three of their timeouts, but at this point, it looks like all the Indians have to do is just run the clock out. Back in here, this is Caden Naquin. Yeah, that'll be a two-yard pickup. Second down and eight now for the Indians with a minute 25 to go. He's going to take another knee. And the clock winding down on the season for the Brown Cubs. One minute and counting. That one go down as far as he can on the clock. Should have to kneel it just one more time. And they will take the knee. And that is going to do it. Your final score, the Cornages Grove Indians beat the Brenham Cubs 37-7. The Cubs end their season with a 5-6 record here in the bi-district round of the playoffs. We'll be back with the post game, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Looking to save money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates, LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how you can save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 till 5 and on Friday, 8 till 1.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Bill's Supermarket in Sealy and at all Lowe's supermarkets.
And back we go, and the season has come to an end for the Brenham Cubs at the hands of the Port Neches Grove Indians. And taking a look at the final stats here, and you'll see just what a difference the time of possession made here in terms of offensive numbers here. But Jordan Harvey, 6 out of 13 passing for 28 yards. And rushing-wise, Jacoby Dixon, 11 carries, 88 yards. Jordan Harvey, 7 carries, 15 yards and a touchdown. It was Ivan Salazar, 2 carries for 5 yards. And then on the receiving end, Jacoby Dixon, 5 catches for 25 yards. Ivan Salazar, 1 catch for 3 yards. And that was it offensively for the Cubs. And then for Port Neches Grove, their quarterback, Connor Bailey, 3 out of 6, 69 yards and a touchdown. And on the ground is where they got him, 2 for PNG, 222 yards rushing, 4 touchdowns. And Isaiah Wynn, 33 carries, 148 yards, just absolutely dominated the game there.
Well, I tell you what, Doug, the big key for Port Neches Groves, and we said it in the first half, that big offensive line just, you know, made holes for Isaiah Wynn, and all he had to look was where the hole was, and it was there all evening long. And when you control the football on the ground the way that PNG did it, it makes it very, very difficult to win a football game.
It certainly does. And then also Blair Chatagne with 9 carries, 33 yards, touchdown. And Shea Adams out of that Wildcat, 10 carries, 39 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And that's a look at the final stats. We've got more to come here on the post game. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Tecron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Tecron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Tecron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
When the temperature drops,
that doesn't mean the fun should stop at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Join an aqua cardio or waterworks fitness class Mondays through Fridays. Interested in working at BBAC in the summer? Lifeguard training will be held November 20th through the 22nd, starting at 9. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 20th through the 22nd. Daily admission is required, $4 a day or $10 for the whole week. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
Your local bank at your fingertips. There are times when you're happy your banker knows you by name, and then there are times when you'd like to pay a bill or check your balance just by reaching into your pocket and grabbing your phone. At Citizen State Bank, we're happy to offer you both of these options. In fact, you could say we've never been more local. Citizen State Bank, local service and mobile convenience. Member FDIC, data and third-party charges may apply.
At Bush's Chicken, there is one goal each day. Be the best. Right now, try their new Bush Baby Chicken Sandwich. Chicken tenders and pickles served with a special sauce on a King Hawaiian bun. Bush's offers a variety of menu items for Southern fried chicken lovers. Come try their unique marinated chicken with a friendly in-store atmosphere where you'll feel comfortable bringing your whole family at mealtime. Stop at Bush's Chicken at Brenham on Highway 36 South, right in front of Walmart. Call in your orders at 979-836-1800.
For over 20 years, the Stars of Joy event at Brenham National Bank has become one of our favorite traditions. Stars of Joy is making Christmas wishes come true for children in foster care or children supervised by Child Protective Services. Come by our lobby and select a star from the Christmas tree and make a child's wish come true. Cash donations will also be accepted. Gift must be at Brenham National Bank by Tuesday, December 5th. At Brenham National Bank, we really do make banking fun. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
And we come back here to Indian Stadium, and a big win for Port Neches Grove is they defeat the Brenham Cubs tonight, 37-7, the final score. And it's time now for our Whataburger Whata play of the game. And for the Cubs, it wasn't a whole lot to choose from tonight, but there was one play that really stood out in the second half, and it saved from another touchdown being up on the board there, with Juan Mata making a great interception in the end zone.
No, the previous touchdown before that interception, Juan Mata was beat by about five or six steps, but he came back and made an outstanding defensive play, positioned himself very well, made a big key interception in the end zone. Cubs had the football with a chance now to try to create some offense.
Yeah, and so that's Juan Mata's interception there. A Whataburger, what a play of the game. Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950. With ordering online available, visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South. Open 24/7. Back after we hear another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
The staff and residents of Cruzy Village would like to wish the Brenham Cubettes the best of luck during the volleyball playoffs. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages set amongst shady tree-lined streets are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit CruzyVillage.com. That's CruzyVillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life story.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try the new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at Wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
With all the construction going on around town, it's only a matter of time until a stray rock finds your windshield. From a simple rock chip repair to a complete windshield replacement, you can trust Mr. Windshield to do the job right. With over 40 years of experience, they will quickly replace your windshield, door glass, or back window. For all of your auto glass needs, Mr. Windshield Incorporated. Insurance claims welcome and free mobile service within a 10-mile radius of Brenham. Call today or visit us online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs football team this playoff season. They're proud of the hard work and dedication the Cubs put in to make this season successful, and they're thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Cubs! Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes the Brenham Cubs good luck in the playoffs.
And we return here to Indian Stadium. Time to take a look at some of the other scores as to where they stand right now. And they've got 5:36 left to go in the third quarter. Richmond Randall leading Fort Bend Marshall 16-10. We got Texas City and Huntsville and. Right now, oh, they just went final. Huntsville defeats Texas City 10-7. So Huntsville moving on there. And Lake Creek. And they're at halftime. Lake Creek all over Needleland 40-6 there. So
not a big surprise.
Yeah, Lake Creek looks like they're in good shape. Belleville Bremas, they are leading West Orange Stark. 3:51 left the third quarter. Bremas on top there 35-7. And for the Giddings Buffaloes, they're in the third quarter, and it is Waco Conley leading Giddings 21-0 there. And check College Station. And right now, it is with 11:21 left, College Station leading Bernie Champion 30-14. And meanwhile, A&M Consolidated now all over San Antonio Wagner 45-17. And both of those are in the fourth quarter. And, of course, stay tuned. Stephen will have the final scores for you later, not coming up tonight on the Scoreboard Show. And first, let's send you back to this. When we come back, tell me now, name our John Breeden outstanding players of the game. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659, and go Cubs.
Day after day, season after season, you rely on your equipment to help you get it done. That's why you should choose the engine oil that is engineered, tested, and approved for your New Holland equipment. New Holland Engine Oil, available from WC Tractor in Brenham. New Holland Engine Oil is formulated to meet the rigorous demands of Tier 4 engines, provide oxidation and deposit control, and extend drain intervals. Available from WC Tractor in Brenham.
Time now to name our outstanding offensive and defensive players of the game for John Breeden at John Breeden State Farm Insurance. And for offense, well, really the only one player of the Cubs did anything offensively, and that was Jacoby Dixon, 11 carries for 88 yards and also 5 catches for 25 yards. And everybody else seemed to struggle throughout the course of the night, and well, even Jacoby had some struggles as well. It was just a great defensive game plan by P&G.
Great defensive play game plan by P&G, and what they did at halftime, they found a way to take Jacoby Dixon out of the Cub offense, and we had to go to either short pass plays or either looking downfield trying to make a big play, and give credit where credit is due. Just a great football game in both offensively and defensively by P&G.
And then our defensive outstanding player of the game, this young man had a really good first half.
Oh, he had an outstanding first half. Miguel Rodriguez just all over the football field, and in the second half was in on several big tackles again, but just an outstanding first half. Miguel Rodriguez, our John Breeden defensive star of the game.
And the defensive and outstanding defensive and offensive outstanding players brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Dave Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
People take their chili seriously. At Whataburger, we also put chili on a pedestal. A pedestal made of 100% fresh beef. The Whataburger Chili Cheeseburger, made to order with our own chili on 2 all-beef patties, melty cheese, onions, mustard, and crunchy corn chips. This is chili elevated to burger height. The Chili Cheeseburger is back for a limited time. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing are proud to sponsor the Cubs football team. Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years respectively, and are ready and able to handle any of your residential needs. So let them be your first choice when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs. Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing congratulates the Cubs on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
Hey, Washington County, this is Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate. If you have a chance to buy property, take it. Buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you can make, so I rely on an online search engine to help you find the right fit. I'm a real agent with real experience and a real desire to match you with the right property for you. Whether you're looking for a new home, farm and ranch property, or your next investment opportunity, I have a local expertise to get the job done. So if you're ready to get real about your real estate goals, give me a call. Don't let this time pass you by. 979-830-3914. Remember, any property you see, call EB.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
And back we go here one last time to PNG. And, well, partner, it's been another good, a fun season, but one that came at an end quicker than we thought it would.
Well, you're exactly right. It definitely was. And once again, Doug, I want to thank you and the station for giving me the opportunity to be your sidekick. I hope I did somewhat of a decent job.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it really has been fun. I've said this once, and I'm going to say it again. I like the direction Coach Youngs is taking the Cup football team. We've got some good young kids coming up. Sad to say, but that always happens.
Yeah.
There are some young men that are going to go on to bigger and better things, and we wish them well in their future endeavors. You know, I'm just looking forward for the years to come with this Cup football team. I see some exciting moments.
It certainly has. I mean, you look down at the JV, the freshmen, and the junior high, and we're getting good reports from all those programs about the job they're doing. And so we're looking forward to, over the next few years, seeing those kids work their way up the pipeline and get to play in the green and white on Friday nights.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, you know, the whole key is the young men buying into the program set up by the coaching staff. That is the whole key to this Cub football program. And I, you know, see some young men of familiar names. You know, the one that we've seen here over the last couple of weeks and we'll talk about is Jace Miller.
Yeah.
He's one of those young men, and it's going to be those young men that are going to, you know, take the reins and carry this program into bigger and better things.
Yeah, it certainly has, and that's going to wrap it up for us. Want to thank the good folks here in Port Neches for their hospitality here tonight. Everything was just first rate. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, we thank our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Tommy Lange, Doug Brown, and we are saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's game was brought to you by Mike Leonard Apple Ford, Seidel Schrader, Wingstop, Cody Real Estate, Brenham National Bank, Wellman Insurance, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Cruzy Village, Whataburger, Dominant Associates, Blue Bell Creameries, A&H Portable Toilets, J&A Roofing, Plan North Architecture, Farmers Mutual Aid and Associates, Cedar Frame Real Estate, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Subway Sandwiches, Modern Air Solutions, Blake Sanders with Apple Ford, Brenham Collision Center, Citizen State Bank, Kendra Tile, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Telemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Bilski Waterwells, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Nathan's Barbecue, Double D Glass, Tegler Toyota, Computer Helpers, BVR Material, Bush's Chicken, Mr. Windshield, Folkhorse Foods Burger King, Brenham Ironworks, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, Collier Construction, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, WC Tractor, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, Blinn College, and DDM Pipe and Steel.
This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.